Welcome to the next episode of Wealth Strategies to Value. I am your host, Troy Shorts. And today is our first day out of the studio. We are literally on location. I want to share with you guys a client of ours who's we've been with since 2005. And he's grown an amazing company, amazing business that I want to bring you guys today to share his story. All right. He's got a great story. I want you to know Anthony is a father. Anthony is a husband. Anthony is an amazing business owner. Anthony is an entrepreneur. And Anthony is also a community leader. So I'd like to introduce to you Anthony Bott.
Hey, man. Thanks, Troy. I really appreciate the introduction there. And I'm pretty excited to be hosting the first out of office podcast. I think that's great.
yes.
You know, and thank you for that honor.
Yeah, man. So I want you to share with my audience some of your accomplishments thus far, you know, moving forward. Go ahead.
One of the big accomplishments that that I'm pretty proud of that I like is that I was able to have the story of me and my wife, our journey to where we are now, was put together in a really nice article that was published in a magazine. It kind of details everything that we had to go through, the struggles to get to where we are, even though most people think it's just easy, you start a business and you become successful. Mm-hmm. You know, outside of that, we won Best of Washington Township, which is the town that we're in, mm-hmm. 2 years consecutive.
Nice.
We're going for a third year, which has never been done by a heating and air conditioning company, which is something that we're striving for. Mm-hmm. With our vendors and distributors that we buy from, we've won top sales achievement awards multiple years, especially this year we did really well. Mm-hmm. And we are Mitsubishi Diamond Dealers, which is a pretty big deal. And we were the fastest company to ever achieve elite diamond status.
Wow.
Which was in less than a year.
Wow.
And we did that through COVID.
Oh, wow.
Which was even more impressive since the qualifications have gotten bigger. Mm-hmm. And during COVID, the ability to hit them numbers became harder.
Wow.
So that was even a real big accomplishment for us to be proud of.
Dude, it sounds like that's some incredible stuff that you've done. So now that we've gotten some of those accomplishments out of the way, what I think people really need to understand is not just where you are, but where you've been, like where you've come from. So I think the real meat of this story is the humble beginnings, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I want you to put it in your words, you know, the beginning. I'm talking about the business now. You know, you're married to a great wife, Jessica. You got two great young children. But, you know, every business owner knows, you know, those beginnings times could be kind of rough. So I want you to share your story about, you know, how you got to be where you are.
Yeah. So, I mean, I started doing heating and air conditioning at a very young age, as you know. And really just outwork and hard work is really what did it.
Talk about Charlie.
So, that hard work is, I was fortunate enough through my going into high school, I met a guy who was trying to carry a heater in a house by himself. Mm-hmm. I was bored, sitting on the front step, walked across the street to give him a hand, uh-huh. helped him carry that furnace into the house, and he asked if I wanted to help him for the day. And I said, sure. So he paid me, and I ended up working the summer with him, and that summer turned into about 4 years.
Wow.
Of working with them through summers and weekends and ultimately in my senior year of high school through like a work co-op program, mm-hmm. Working with him. And, you know, he really taught me the values of doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. Money wasn't always important. Mm-hmm. Treat the customers right. Mm-hmm. And he had a very good work ethic as far as the customer side and making sure everything was done properly. Wow. And in the beginning, that was very important. And as that progressed and I went to some bigger companies and did some other things and got to the point where I decided I wanted to go out on my own, you know, dealing with the people that told me it wasn't a good idea. I shouldn't do this. You have a great life. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. And, you know, getting through that stuff in the beginning was, you know, pretty difficult.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that most people are afraid of the unknown, right? And one of the things that I got from your spirit was your you were very courageous. I thought you were very courageous because you had a good life, right? You had stability.
You've seen it. You know it firsthand.
Yeah. And, you know, what I think most people are afraid of is letting go for the unknown, right? That takes real, real, real courage. So that's definitely something that has actually paid off for you.
Yeah, luckily.
Like I said, the accomplishments are amazing. Talk to me a little bit about some of the obstacles. You know, and I know in any business, there's things that will automatically, when you set your mind to something, it's almost like you have to anticipate the adversity because it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I want you to share, you know, some of the adversity that you had to overcome to really get to where you are today.
So some of the beginning obstacles were definitely the doubters, right? Mm-hmm. So you're given everything you can give 7 days a week to build something, and very few people are telling you, this is great, you're doing it great, you should keep going. You have more people telling you, it's taking too long, why are you doing this, why did you make that decision? Mm-hmm. And that's the hardest thing, because when you have multiple bad days, which happens when you're starting a business, you start to think, man, were they right? and you know, that's a hard thing to get out of your head. And once you can get that out of your head and know that, you know, this, the success is on my shoulders, not theirs, mm-hmm. you can keep pushing and you just have to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Once I was able to get through that and start pushing even further, you know, the next big roadblock I ran into was money. I underestimated how much it costs to start a business.
Yeah,
and
most people do.
Even though I was very busy, you know, accounts receivable, money coming in, finding out that I, you know, because I didn't want to take any loans, I had no credit cards, nothing like that. I felt that that was a bad way to start. Mm-hmm. And overcoming that struggle of money, right? So now I got to pay for things. I got to pay for help, employees and trucks and fuel and everything else. Mm-hmm. That was a big obstacle in the beginning that took a very quick way to learn.
Yeah,
otherwise, that could have been trouble.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I felt I finally got through that and kind of figured that out a little bit or enough to keep going. Then it was employees, right? So as a small company, you can't offer what the big companies are offering.
Yeah.
So you're trying to get the best of the best that you can afford, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And you know, trying to get through that and, you know, I made some great friends. I met some great people and that was a lot of long days and long nights, you know, working with, you know, people calling out or maybe somebody couldn't figure something out and I had to go out and do it or help or assist. And, you know, getting through that, adversity was a challenge. And then, you know, we kind of pushed through that as time went on. And then, you know, the challenge that I deal with daily on top of some of them issues still, the new challenge that I deal with is the pushback from competition.
Wow.
You know, local competitors, you know, people that think that we're, you know, maybe in their areas or doing things we shouldn't be doing that are competing with them or so on and so forth. I mean, and that's just part of good business. And I say that as long as that's happening, we're doing the right thing.
That's right.
So
that's right.
You know, there are a lot of the obstacles that I go through, you know, still daily. And, you know, we just keep pushing.
Yeah. You know you're doing a good job when you got haters, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? So I talked about this before about haters. You know, you hear that term, haters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I always say there's really no such thing as haters. Those people just didn't get the vision that you got,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not their fault. They just don't have what you have, right? They didn't see what you see, right?
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Yeah, and we label them as haters, but they're okay. They just didn't get the memo.
and you know what? I don't hate people either. So if they want to hate me, I'll go shake their hand, talk to them.
There you go.
You know, on a Saturday night, I'm fine with that.
There you go.
Fine with that.
Here's a question I have for you. You know, looking back on your success, what would you tell the 19 or 20 year old Anthony Bach? Like, if you could, like, go back in time, like, what would you tell that guy, knowing what you know now?
Man, that's a good one. I think if I could go back and tell myself something, this sounds pretty crazy and it kind of goes against a lot of things that I've ever said to people. I think I would have learned more in school.
Oh, wow.
I really do. I always said that, you know, I don't need this. I didn't need that and this and that. And what I say now is Oh, I paid for my education. I just paid for it the hard way. So there are some things that I wish I would have known, or there's things that I wish then I would have known that I could have learned and done and been maybe proactive so that they didn't cost me. But I always tell people, man, I may not have went to college, but I sure paid for my education.
Wow.
Sometimes it was, you know, things that maybe could have been avoided.
Yeah.
But if I could go back and tell myself something, I really think that's probably it.
Wow. That's awesome, man. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we live in a time now where less and less people are going to college, right? More and more people are getting into the trades, right? Mm-hmm. Because they say, oh, I don't need college, right? Mm-hmm. So now what a successful businessman is saying, well, you know what? Maybe I should have paid a little more attention to school. Like,
yeah, and I'm not even advocating for the college.
Right.
I'm
right,
just saying there's classes, there's courses, right. there's things that I could have taken that could have immensely helped me out. Right. I learned the hard way.
Yeah, but you learn.
And sometimes learning the hard way, you learn better.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and you definitely don't forget what it cost you.
Yeah. You know, experience, right? There's no substitute for that.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
Awesome. All right. So let's talk a little bit about your team, your environment, your culture. You know, I want to mention to everyone that on the front of Anthony's sign, it says integrity, experience, and reliability. All right. So this, and work ethic, right? And this is what you stand for. So I want you to talk a little bit about integrity, experience, and reliability. And I want you to talk about your team, your culture. Like when I first came in here and I met some of your employees, I sensed an incredible amount of loyalty to you. I sensed like you've created a vision that these people are carrying out. So that's just from me, but I want you to talk a little bit about that culture.
So, you know, I didn't always have culture, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't know what it was. And, you know, I'm part of this entrepreneurs group where we meet monthly and it's a bunch of business owners and we talk things. And it was about maybe 5 or 6 years ago, we had a guest speaker that talked about the culture, right? And it was specifically about the Ritz-Carlton, their culture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't really understand what that was. And I started doing some research on it. And I said to myself, this is us. I'm just not telling people this is us. So with that, to me, the culture had to become, again, the integrity of everything that we do. We have the expertise to do it. Mm-hmm. And we have to be reliable when we do it. Mm-hmm. If you can't follow these three things in this order, it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. And as long as you can instill that in everybody and you can keep moving, it works. Mm-hmm. Now, part of the culture that we have in here, I believe, I wanted that Wall Street feeling in my office. Just because I do heating and air conditioning doesn't mean we can't have, you know, the phones ringing and the loud and the having fun and, you know, the sales bell when somebody sells a job. And there's nothing makes me happier than when I walk out my office and I see somebody rolling across the office floor on their chair to go talk to somebody as they spin around. To me, that is the culture of success, right? They want to be here. They want to do it. They enjoy it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other backside of that culture is I do what the guys do.
Nice.
If they're out on a Saturday, I'll go out. I was out on Christmas Day helping people with frozen pipes. I'll go out and do it.
Yeah.
I don't just lead from, you know, my couch on a Saturday morning. I don't, you know, if I'm out, I've canceled vacations. If I'm out somewhere and I have to be there to help them, I'll do it. And I think that if they know that I'm there with them, then they want to be there for me.
Yeah.
And it's very important.
Yeah.
And, you know, I tell my general manager, Joe, all the time, I said, you know, without our team and without our culture, all we have is a parking lot full of empty trucks and an office full of empty desk chairs.
Yeah.
And together, you know, pulling that together makes everybody work well together, want to be here together.
Yeah.
And that's important. That's the secret sauce, right?
Yeah.
And that's the success.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. Yep. You know, you just mentioned something I want to make a real strong point about. And you said, I lead from the front. I'm not in the back, right? And, you know, when I read your article that you were featured in the South Jersey magazine, you know, one of the things that jumped out to me was you said, Christmas Eve, you went out to help people who had no heat. because your children were sitting in your house warm, mm-hmm. right? You talked about how you gave people heating and air conditioning units and never sent them a bill.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what's really important about that? That when I go out and do stuff like that, I make sure my wife and my kids know what I'm going out to do. Daddy's just not out working. Daddy's out changing somebody's lives.
Man.
And when I tell things like this to my kids, I make sure that they understand that this is why we do what we do. So that they don't think I'm just out working. They know I'm out helping a specific family for a specific reason. And it's not just because Daddy wants to go to work. And that's really important. And them things are the things that really make me happy that I can do and I'm fortunate to be able to do.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, what's the point?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I love the fact that you are a giver. You know, I feel like in life, you're either growing or you're giving. And the more you grow, the more you give, right?
You have to.
Right? Can't take it with you, right?
Nope. But the kids may want me to leave it. But.
Yeah. But I'm saying that's also a part of the culture, right? That's the culture. Your employees see that, right? Mm-hmm. And then they do it. Like it's really what it's all about. You know, I wanted to ask you this question too about, you know, what gets you up in the morning, like. Mm-hmm. But I think that's a you might have already answered it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to say, you know, in your day to day, things are busy. You got family, you got business, you know, you got personal stuff. But like you said, some days aren't always good days.
No.
But, you know, I wanted to just say, hey, what gets you up in the morning? What is it? What is the why? What is it for you?
So for me, getting up in the morning at this point, I mean, it's always been this reason, but in the last couple of years, it's been much easier and bigger. It's really to help people.
Yeah, man.
And them people may not always be customers. They may be employees. They may be family. They may be friends. But to be able to get up every day and have built something that allows me to help people,
yeah,
whether it's, you know, just buying them a lunch, helping them out with something, or, you know, giving them the day off paid to take care of a family member, and being able to help people.
Yeah, man.
It, to me, that's the why. That's why I do what I do. Otherwise, yeah, you know, there's no other reason.
I love it, Anthony. I absolutely love it, man. I want to kind of land the plane a little bit, right? But before we do, you said something to me, I don't know, a month ago or so, and you said, because I was asking you about the future, right? What's next for you? Ah. And you said something that stuck with me, and you were like, listen, man, I want to teach other people. I want to teach other people how to do what I did,
yeah,
how to be an entrepreneur, how to be successful. So I want you to kind of elaborate on that.
So there's a couple parts to that, right? Mm-hmm. So I would love to teach people HVAC and heating, air conditioning and plumbing and everything that we do. I mean, that would be great. I want to help teach people the same way that somebody taught me when I was 14 years old, so that in 25 or 30 years, they're telling a story about how somebody taught them and it changed their lives.
Yeah.
I get the goosebumps.
Yeah,
thinking,
man.
About it. Just,
yeah.
Even if it just ends up being one person,
yeah,
that in 30 years can say, man, I met this guy and he helped me through this and he showed me that. Now, you know, I have different aspects of that, right? I met Charlie Blaylock and he taught me the whole aspect there. Well, on the same aspect, I have my dad who taught me, you know, he was in the restaurant business and he always taught me, work hard every day. You got to go in. Nobody's going to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of combine them two mentalities and that's what I push forward. And any young kid I bring in and help and teach, and that's what I instill.
Mm-hmm.
I had a young kid stop in here a couple weeks ago, tell me he was starting a power washing business.
Mm-hmm.
And I had these big plastic drums in the backyard. He said, man, how much did you pay for them? I need one of them. Would you sell me one? I just started a landscaping business. I said, you just started a landscaping business? He said, yeah. I said, how old are you? He said, I'm 19. I said, you go take that drum. You can have it.
Wow.
I'm like, if you need anything else, you stop down. I've been willing to help you.
Oh, man.
And, you know, I mean, I never seen the kid again. I hope he's doing well. But things like that, I'm sure that in that kid's future, he'll remember right. Something like that and maybe pay it forward or maybe pass that on to somebody else that's trying to start out.
Yeah, man.
You know, that's the vision.
Yeah, man. That's awesome, dude. I love it. So With that being said, I just want to thank you for your time, Anthony. It's been awesome being a friend. It's been awesome, you know, working with your family financially, helping you guys out with money and things of that nature. And it's awesome to bring your story to the public, man. I'm so excited to just bring this story to the public, man, because, you know, I don't know what you guys may be going through, but this is a guy that was courageous. This is a guy that took some chances and he betted on himself and he won. So how many people out there are where Anthony was? But maybe you're afraid. Maybe you're afraid. Maybe you're fearful of the unknown, right? So we're about changing people's lives. So this podcast, hopefully, if you're listening, could do the exact same thing for you guys. Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in. Can't wait for our next episode of Wealth Strategies to Value. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.